You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. Well, in the past couple of days, an amazing discovery. The chairman of the Federal Reserve all of a sudden found out that inflation is not transitory. So what is the opposite of transitory? And I guess that means permanent or longer term, medium term, longer term. I'm not sure. Is it a head fake? What to make of it? Well, our good friend, Andy Scheckman, Miles Franklin, Precious Metals Investments, is with us now. And hopefully, Andy, you're not enjoying that sun too much there, because where you used to be, all your friends are shoveling snow now.
Yeah, it's living in Minnesota, we convince ourselves that it makes you tough to live in misery and freezing cold weather for 5 months out of the year. And I believe that for 50 years until I'm now here in Florida, where it's 75 degrees and sunny every day. It's really quite spectacular. Yeah, it's hot in the summer, no question. When we moved here, it was May. Felt like the surface of the sun. But almost like someone flipped a switch in October, it just became glorious. And it's even nicer by the day. So I guess you could call the hot summer sun heat in Florida transitory. It comes and it goes. But as it pertains to what Fed Chairman Powell is talking about, you know, we knew, Carrie, that the term term transitory should have been replaced with structural. We knew that right away because, see, they have us believing that that rising prices are inflation. And while rising prices certainly are a symptom of inflation, inflation is simply an increase in the money supply. And when you realize that 50% of every dollar ever created in the history of this country was done so in the last 20 months, it becomes very easy to understand that inflation is indeed structural and not transitory. If I had to guess, we will see transitory inflation here right now in the coming months. I think we will see it in the form of hyperinflation, transitory hyperinflation, kind of like we saw with the lumber market earlier in the year, where you see a blow off in a certain sector that becomes hyperinflationary almost. And I think that will be transitory as supply chain issues work through and whatnot. But in terms of the overall system in and of itself, I do truly believe that structural inflation is here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future. The government is, in my opinion, destroying the currency to defend the markets. And, you know, when you take a look at what Bank of America just came out and said the other day, get this, $893 billion of gross inflows into the equity market this year, $893 billion, surpassing the $785 billion of gross inflows over the past 19 years combined. So there was more money put into the stock market this year than in the past 19 years combined. Do you see how the inflation is finding its way into financial assets? We have inflation right now massively in financial assets, distortions in financial assets, and a government that is hell-bent on destroying the currency over it. They came out yesterday and said because of the Omicron variant that, we better rethink things and maybe tapering is off the table for a little bit. You know, it's all a bunch of nonsense. They'll never taper. And if they do, it will only be a token tapering until the market throws up like it did in 2019, and then they'll just reverse and probably go nominally negative in interest rates rather than just real term. But yeah, Carrie, the bottom line is inflation's here to stay. People better get used to it.
Couldn't agree with you more. I always say the best things in life are transitory. And clearly the transitory meme, which it's basically a meme, focus-driven test term, kind of like they use focus groups for everything nowadays. Big companies, they don't open their mouths until a focus group has approved it. Politicians, yeah. Same deal. And now that meme has seen its day. And Yeah, of course. We knew back in March of 2020, April of 2020, when copper started its meteoric rise to record levels, all of these commodities, copper, nat gas, oil, they go way, way up. Then they get slammed down, whether it's market manipulation or whatever. I'll leave it to the conspiracy theorists out there who don't seem to be theorizing anymore. It all seems to be coming true. But the fact is, Andy, that each market will blow up, go way higher, and then forces like oil dropping 20% in a couple of days last week, all these things, it just makes you wonder. So what's the next commodity that's going to blow up? Because we've been through a dozen of them at least, and you know, base metals, all these tin right now, tin, like you use it for solder, welding, stuff like that, plating. Tin is trading at all-time record highs. And I'm believing, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I'm believing that wage and price controls are on their way.
Oh, there's no question about it. Just like rent controls. And now we're seeing rent controls move into the commercial zone. You have buildings in New York City that are a third occupied and now being saddled with rent control. Can't raise your rent. Well, how do they even maintain the building at a third occupancy and not able to adjust via rent controls? There's no question. You have yield curve control, rent control. There's more types of regulations, loss of freedoms, and government intervention across the board, and that'll never end well, whether it be in yield curve control, whether it be in rent control, whether it be in trying to control interest rates instead of letting the market do it. You have a handful of fat white bankers that are setting the rates for the whole world, and it's not going to end well. The free market needs to exert itself, and every time it tries, there's interventions. And I think this is one of the reasons why you're seeing such a massive accumulation by the world's central bankers buying gold. And, you know, just in the first half of this year, central bank purchases are up 39% year over year. The central banks get it. They've been buying it since 2017 using the manipulation of the metals market, of the interest rate market, to accumulate precious metals at subsidized prices. They see the handwriting on the wall, and I think most people are too enamored with the valuations of their 401k. But let's just remember what I just said: nearly $900 billion went into equities this year. That's 19 years more than that's 100 billion more than 19 years worth of increase of inflows. So when you talk about Alice in Wonderland and make believe, we're there. When you talk about a Fed saying, well, it's not transitory, it's just going to have to be structural, to me, that just means more of the same. They won't taper. If they do, it'll be token. They'll continue to monetize. They'll continue to stimulate. They'll continue to print money. They'll continue down this path, as they always have. They will choose the printing press over austerity, over tough decisions. And they're also choosing it over the markets, over the dollar, as the dollar really is being eviscerated in favor of equity markets that continue to defy gravity.
Yeah, it's such an amazing thing to watch. And yet this is what we're seeing.
But you know what, Carrie? At some point, people will wake up. Some point, people will have to be justly compensated for the risk of holding a dollar that's losing so much purchasing power. And when that lexicon is crossed, that's when the shit hits the fan. That's when it becomes a hot potato and a pariah, and no one wants to hold dollars. And when this happens on a global scale, the ability of the Fed to buy the back end of the bond market will not work. You will have far too much selling pressure on the dollar. Ultimately, that's where I see this all heading to. We're not there yet, but this is why you see, you know, banks like Singapore for the first time ever, start accumulating a whole bunch of gold. And other banks like Serbia just increased their gold to all-time highs. India buying 75 tons, up 11% over the last 12 months. China imports through China, through Hong Kong, which are the people buying it, up 60%. You know, they're terrified. They see what's happening in their neck of the woods with all of their property developers defaulting on obligations. But you know, when you see the world accumulating gold in the U.S. just asleep at the switch, it's disconcerting. And I think that's, you know, I think people around the globe are seeing things much more clearly than we are here at home.
I think we're actually seeing it here, too. And let me tell you why, Andy. What's ascribed to supply chain issues, i.e. rising price, record prices of new cars, record prices of used cars, record prices of wrecked cars, meaning cars that have been totaled out, they're selling at higher prices. And then real estate prices, people are throwing their money into assets that are going up in nominal value in hopes of cashing in on inflation or at least staying the same. The other thing, Andy, is the best investment in an inflationary market that you can make right now, and besides the insurance properties of precious metals, is buying a home and getting a mortgage. Because according to our good friend John Williams, I know you're very familiar with his work, the real inflation rate as measured the way it used to be in the 1970s and before that is 14%. You can get a mortgage for 3%. That means your real rate is somewhere between negative 10 and negative 11%, which means that every year that inflation stays at these double digits, you're getting a 10% kicker. You're effectively being subsidized because we have this yield control, these rates being tightly controlled by the Fed. It pays to be a debtor.
No question. This is why I took a mortgage out on the house behind me, because and a bigger one than I was really comfortable doing, because it's in essence free money at 3% when inflation, even by their own CPI standards, measurements are as double that, which excludes food, energy, and housing, the three most inflated areas. You're right. John Williams is, you know, for people who don't subscribe to shadowstats.com, you should check it out. He's a brilliant guy. And really all he does is calculate numbers the way they were done. So prior to 1980, when an inflation-driven Federal Reserve changed the way things were calculated to fit their agenda. So yeah, you're right. I agree with that very much. You might as well play with the house's free money while you can. And this is one of the reasons why you're seeing house prices sell at all-time highs, and why houses are on the market for a week or less and then gone. This is why you're seeing people who buy cars a year in advance lately, which is crazy, something that I just can't quite wrap my head around, are being contacted by the auto, the car dealerships before their cars are delivered and say, hey, I'll pay you $30,000 above what you paid for it a year ago. What do you think? So these are truly unusual times, but you're right. You are beginning to see cracks of people's realization that inflation is real. The thing of it is that it hasn't happened on a broad basis yet. When it does, it goes just like Ernest Hemingway went broke, little by little, then all at once.
And quickly.
That's what will happen here. It'll be little by little, and then bang. With how fast, you go back to previous hyperinflations, like in Germany, after the war, I don't know how many years ago, 100 years ago, information didn't travel the way that it did. People were paid. They would take their money. If it was in a check, they'd go cash it from the bank. If it was paid in cash, they would run to the stores as fast as they can to use that money before it lost more purchasing power in inflation. Here, with the way things are so immediate, not only information, but payments from Zelle and Venmo and credit cards and the like, wires, that inflation will happen much quicker once we reach that moment where the realization becomes that we are here, and people will do all they can to fast as they can trade dollars for anything tangible. I don't think we're there yet, but it's getting closer, no question.
Could not agree with you more. It's amazing to see how quickly it's happening. And yet, they're still trying to keep the party line, still try to keep it going. And it only, what did Abraham Lincoln say, Andy? You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And I don't think that the Federal Reserve and our government has figured this out yet.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Doré Copper Mining is a premier, near-term, high-grade copper and gold redevelopment opportunity with tremendous exploration potential only 14 kilometers from the town of Chibougamau in mine-friendly Quebec. Doré Copper is debt-free and owns a 2,700-ton-per-day mill with an 8-million-ton tailings facility ready to be used. There is already power to site, and it is accessible by paved highway and rail. Doré Copper aims to produce a profitable hub-and-spoke operation of over 100,000 gold-equivalent ounces per year, or over 60 million pounds of copper equivalent by 2024. Because of the existing infrastructure and location, a low capex is anticipated to recommence production. Doré Copper trades under DCMC in Toronto and under DRCMF on the OTC. To learn more, go to dorecopper.com. That's dorecopper.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, well, and I think it was either Stalin or Lenin who said, you tell a lie long enough, it becomes real. Now, something along those lines. And, you know, I think that that's part of the problem, too, is that we have a media that has just given up on journalistic integrity and telling the truth and digging for the truth. Anyways, God bless people like you, Gary, who have stood up to that rhetoric, stood up to the media and are giving us alternative information, real information that is hopefully people are listening to. And, you know, look, a lot of people say to me, well, can they keep gold and silver down forever? And the answer is no. If they would, gold would still be at $1,000 or less. Silver would be at $8 or less. They can't, and it will continue to ratchet higher. And the only way you can successfully hold back a price or manipulate a price, rather, over a period of time in any asset is to push it in the direction it's going. And when you see global acquisition of metals and a global trend out of inflated currencies into tangibles, I think the days are coming for much higher prices that we are all anticipating. But you know what they say, be careful what you wish for, too. When that happens, that comes at the expense of a dollar that is really being eviscerated right in front of our eyes. It just hasn't been broadly understood yet. It will before it's all said and done. And the world will say either pay me justly for the risk I'm giving, risk I'm receiving holding these depreciated dollars, or you'll see a mass dumping of dollars in favor of something, anything else.
Could not agree with you more. And it might very well turn to cryptos. You know, I didn't really think they were going to be viable, but as more and more companies accept them, we see more and more people fleeing to them. And I think that's another, people are doing things and they might not really understand why you're doing it, why you're buying cryptos, etc. But the reasons become very clear over time. Sometimes you just do things, you think it's the right thing to do. You don't really know why you're doing it, but you just do it. Hey, going back to the cars, you know, I bought a car a month and a half ago. Prices have gone up on it. I can get what I paid for it now, 2 months later, driving at 5,000 miles. And the car that I had ordered from a certain US-based EV company, in the time that I ordered it, the price of that car went up $10,000 direct from the manufacturer. So I could actually sell that car and turn a profit without ever driving it. So I'm a little bit of a quandary what to do now.
Yeah, well, I think you'll see more of that coming. More money chasing less stuff, fewer people working, less productivity. Of course, in the case of auto manufacturers, so much of it centers around the microchips and the shortage of microchips that have, with all of these cars being these days computers, if you will, on four wheels, the need for microchips is real. And I have a friend down here in Florida that I golf with who owns a Chevy dealership. He says they normally have 300 cars on their lot. They have 30 right now. And this has been this way for the better part of a year. And now with General Motors saying they're going fully digital, battery powered electric, I think they said by 2030, this is a trend that's very friendly for silver, for sure. But this is a trend that you will see away from the combustion engine and the ramifications that has in and of itself, I think is going to be quite interesting to the future of transportation. So another topic for another time, but I do think that you will continue to see these bottlenecks, Gary, where, you know, I think you, if you had the ability to sell the car at a profit and drive something else for another year, you'd probably be well served to do so.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And yeah, this is just a sign of things to come, Andy. And I know your business, people are buying gold at rates you just can't even believe now.
Yeah, business has really been off the charts. It's been a blessing over the past 18 months. It's exhausting, but it's something I never thought I would have seen in my 31-year career. And we are running some specials right now and for Cyber Week. And anyone that would be interested, we would encourage them to send us an email at info@milesfranklin.com, info@milesfranklin.com. Put in the subject line, Financial Survival Network, and whatever you want, as long as you're coming from Cary, we'll make sure you get the best price in the country. But we do have three specials that I'm confident are the best price in the country. They're all three silver. We have Royal Canadian Mint 100-ounce silver bars at $2.65 an ounce over the price of silver. 2022 Austrian Vienna Philharmonics at $3.60 over the price of silver. And this third special, as one of only 27 U.S. Mint distributors, authorized resellers in the world, I choke over saying this, but we have backdated Silver Eagles, many of which are in sealed mint boxes, at $8.50 over the price of silver. The brand new 2021s are $9.50 over the price of silver. And with the United States Mint announcing earlier in the week they are done producing Silver Eagles for the year, it just puts a icing on top of a crap cake that they, you know, they've been the model of inefficiency this entire year. The beginning of January, they went immediately, 2 weeks into the new year, went on ration and allocation for gold, Buffaloes and Eagles. They've they made Silver Eagles in a very half-assed way until April, stopped producing anything for 4 months until July when they made the new 2022, and here they are stopping again at the end of November. It has been a comedy of errors and inefficiency. So I expect premiums on Silver Eagles to continue to rise as they have been for 2 years now. This is on par with, in fact, I haven't seen them below $8.50 in the last 2 years. So is this a sign of the times to come for everything? You could say the same thing about junk silver. You can say the same thing to a degree about Canadian maple leaves. A lot of the stuff that people have been buying from us for the past 30 years are now getting very expensive premium wise. And it's not just when you buy, it's when you sell back to us as well. The premiums of somewhere in the neighborhood over $6 an ounce on Silver Eagles when you sell, north of $4 an ounce on junk silver. So it's real and it's going both ways. And I think it's only going to get worse as more and more people wake up to what's happening, like we've been talking about, when they realize that inflation really is structural. It is not transitory and it is affecting their day-to-day lives. I think you'll see more people certainly flee the sinking USS dollar before it's all said and done and look to one of the only areas that hasn't been inflated to all-time highs.
Yeah.
In fact, in the case of silver, half of its all-time high, and that's precious metals.
Yeah, they haven't been inflated yet, right?
Right, exactly.
It's just a matter of time because we see it. The handwriting's on the wall. If you can't see it at this point, then when are you going to see it?
Then you won't. You won't until it's too late.
Yeah, it's so true. So, so true. And hey, this is your future you're talking about. Make sure you go get in contact with Andy if you haven't already. And Andy, just give your email address once again. So
yep, that would be info@milesfranklin.com. info@milesfranklin.com. Put Financial Survival Network in the subject line, and I promise you'll get the best price in the country. We'll send you an inventory. If you see prices from any major retailer that are less than what's on that inventory, let myself or one of my brokers know, and we will make it a good experience from start to finish.
All right.
That I can promise.
Excellent. You got a question for Andy? You can shoot me an email as well, kl@carrylutz.com, and make sure you sign up for your free newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Andy, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for stopping by, and make sure you use that sunblock.
Yeah, Cary, it's always good to see you. I hope to see you in person down here again sometime real soon. And for everyone else out there, happy holidays, and look forward to catching up with you not too far down the road, Cary, here on your show. But as always, it's great to see you.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.